I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than the shark?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the broadcasting voice of the University of British Columbia, an institute of higher learning.
The Canterbury Tales of Chaucer.
Yep.
And Shakespeare.
If you just hold on to me, it would make me happy. If you just hold on to me, wouldn't feel so empty. With our eyes closed tightly, we're as close as we.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, so give me a call if you want to hear anything, 822-2487, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Check out canadapostrock.ca for the latest podcasts and playlists. And don't forget CITR.ca for all the latest CITR info. And what you heard at the start of the show was a Belgian artist, and her name is Anneliez Monse. You heard a track called September, which is taken from her 2009 album called Merit, I do believe. Like I said, she's a Belgian singer-songwriter. She mainly uses pianos and strings and cellos for her instruments, as well as her very airy, kind of ghostly, ethereal vocals. It's really cool stuff. Definitely check out some more stuff from her. Once again, that's Anneliez Monse. So, like I said, I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. tonight. And starting off the show, we're going to hear something from Colin Stetson. He's one of the new releases on Constellation Records. His new album is called New History Warfare Volume 2. And you're going to hear a track off of that called Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Crying Sometime. And this features vocals from Shara Warden of My Brightest Diamond. She appears on a couple tracks on this album, as well as Laurie Anderson. Laurie Anderson is actually the wife of Lou Reed, and she's done a lot of work on this album. She's contributed vocals and helped record it and stuff like that. It's really a fantastic album, so definitely pick it up. Once again, it's out on Constellation Records, and he was doing a short tour with Godspeed You Black Emperor, but unfortunately he didn't play the Vancouver date. So yeah, you're going to hear something from Colin Stetson. Once again, the track is called Lord, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. And then after that, you're going to hear the brand new PJ Harvey album. It's called Let England Shake. And you can hear a track called All and Everyone. PJ Harvey is definitely one of my all-time favorite female artists. And the new album, Let England Shake, is fantastic. It was recorded by Flood, one of her longtime producers. And this album is a little bit more rockin'. It's not as cold and depressing as her previous album called White Chalk. But you're going to hear one of the kind of slower, more depressing tracks, a song called All and Everyone. It's one of the longer depressing tracks, I guess, on the new PJ Harvey album. And she's also on the cover of the brand new Exclaim, so check out that article when you get a chance. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Colin Stetson, followed by PJ Harvey.
400 acres of useless beachfront, a bank of red earth dripping down. Death is now, and now, and now. Death was everywhere, in the air, and in the sounds, coming off the mounds of Bolton's Ridge.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And we're back. You're tuned in CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was a brand new PJ Harvey album. It's called Let England Shake. It's a track you heard is a song called All and Everyone. And before that, you heard new stuff from Constellation Records. Colin Stetson is their latest release, and the track called Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Crying Sometimes was what you heard, and it's off the new album called New History Warfare Volume 2, and that featured Shara Warden on vocals. You might remember her from her work with Sufjan Stevens, as well as her own solo work with known as My Brightest Diamond. So we're going to keep going with some more music here on the program. We're going to get into kind of a strange prog-oriented set. And you're going to hear a band called Gone, and that's G-A-N-E. comma or apostrophe A-N, and Gone is a lo-fi magma-inspired prog group out of Chicago, and you can hear a track called Chasmion, and this is off their debut cassette album that you can actually pick up for, well, you can pick it up for free, but they prefer a donation. If you just head to recordsonribs.com, you can pick up a copy there, and they just recently put out a new album, and it, I think it came out sometime last month, but hopefully I can be playing that in the near future. Anyways, like I said, Gone is from Chicago, and they did a short tour with the stoner metal band called Sleep. They've also opened up a number of times with a band called Ohm, which features members of Sleep. So that's how I heard about this band, because I'm a big Sleep fan. Anyways, it's some very, very intense music. It's really lo-fi, but there's some pretty intense moments. And I was reading a description on the album, and it said, this is music to sacrifice virgins to. So I thought that was a really good description, kind of an apt description of Gone. So anyways, hope you enjoy this set. You're going to hear something from Gone, and then after that you're going to hear something from an artist named Rouge CL, which is based out of Montreal. But for now, you're just going to hear this Gone track. This is Chasmion right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and about half an hour left on the program. Once again, I just like to mention the site, canadapostrock.ca, as well as citr.ca. And you can check out those sites for all the latest podcasts, playlists, and all kinds of news and info about the programs and stuff. What you just heard was a band out of Chicago, a band called Gone. That's G-A-apostrophe-A-N. And you heard a track called Casmion. That's taken from their debut cassette release. And you can pick it up at recordsonribs.com. And hopefully going to be playing their new album in the next couple months. I'm actually thinking about ordering it. It's only like $15, and that includes shipping as far as I know. Anyways, check out some more stuff from Gone. So like I said, we're going to hear a track from Rouge CL, which is a prog group out of Montreal. And they have a new album called Breology, and that's the name of the track that you're going to hear. And this is featured on the Actuel CD record label, a really very interesting and creative experimental label and jazz label out of Montreal. So you can hear a track called Breology, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So hope you enjoy right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Rouge CL.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and the show is Canada Post Rock and I'm your host, P-Bone. And it's about, 1:44 or 12:44, I should say, this evening. And hope everyone's doing pretty good and enjoying the show. What you just heard was something out of Montreal, a artist named Rouge CL. That was a track off their album called Breology, and that was also the title track of the album. Check out some more info at act2lcd.com. And I'd just like to mention the website, canadapostrock.ca and citr.ca for all the latest CITR info and stuff like that. I'm just going to talk a little bit about kind of remixing and reinterpreting artists. Because that's sort of what I'm going to be playing in the next little while. So the idea of remixing and reinterpreting music has been around for a number of years. I guess early examples could be remixing or just kind of manipulating old vinyl records, maybe like playing them at a different sound or different speed, layering them with different records, or even playing them backwards. And I guess some other examples, like more recent ones, would be kind of remixing or, like, I guess tape manipulation for old analog cassettes and just, like, looping them and layering them and stuff like that. Also, other examples would be Plunderphonics, which is kind of, like, placing two different tracks at the same time and you listening to the emergent track out of that album, or out of those two sound files, I guess. More examples could be, like, remixing albums. Like, in the digital age, it's a lot more easier to remix with vinyl and different digital remixes and beat matching and stuff like that. And I guess one of the most recent ones I've noticed is kind of the idea of mashups, which is like sort of like taking two different tracks and sort of mixing them together and kind of having like an emergent album out of it, such as like the Grey album that I think his name is Danger Mouse, that I put out a while ago. But anyways, where I'm getting at is one of the most recent emergent ones that I've come across is simply the idea of taking a song and just simply slowing it down to an incredible amount. An example that I'm going to play is a track from Justin Bieber. If you're familiar, a couple months ago, there was kind of a big meme on the internet where this guy took a Justin Bieber song and he slowed it down to like 800%, and there was all this emergent sounds that came out of it. It's kind of like a soundscape and it sounded almost like an orchestral type sound. So it's really interesting that song became so popular, because if it was just released by a regular ambient artist, it would have never gotten the amount of play and attention as it did. So it kind of begs the question whether that track would have been as popular had it not been a Justin Bieber song. So kind of reminds me of this old interview I heard of Trent Reznor, where he's played a song in the studio, and not a song, but like a sample of a sound, and it just sounded like a person hitting like a tin, like a pie plate or something. It didn't really sound that interesting. But then the person in the studio told him that was actually the sound of like a dozen African kids hitting their hands on an elephant, and then when he listened to it again, that sound sounded so much more interesting, just because he knew what the context of it was. So I guess that's kind of where I'm getting at with this track. So I'm going to leave on that note, and you're going to hear something from Justin Bieber. This is You Smile right here on CITR 101.9 FM. and we're back. That was kind of an abrupt end to the Justin Bieber track called You Smile, played 800% slower. And if you're not familiar, Justin Bieber is a popular singer based out of Eastern Canada. He's had several hits on the top Billboard Top 100 charts, as well as he's won several awards, such as the Grammy Awards and American Music Awards. Anyways, what you're tuned into is CITR Radio, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I hope you've enjoyed the show this past little while. I'm going to be here next week with some more great music. So I'm going to leave you this late night, I should say, with some more slowed down, reinterpreted music. And you're going to hear something from not quite as slow as the Justin Bieber track, but something a little bit slower, and it ends up being very creepy and kind of disturbing. You can hear something from Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And if you're not familiar, they're a pop, twin pop duo that were very popular in the 90s. They were on the Full House sitcom, and they released several VHS movies. And you can hear something from one of those VHS movies called Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's Sleepover Party. You can hear a track called Gimme Pizza, and this is a slowed down version. I'm not sure exactly how slow it is, but there's no percentages. But it is a little bit slower, and it ends up being a very creepy and kind of a very bizarre track is all I can say about it. So stay tuned. I'm going to be here next week with some more great music, like I said. Stay tuned for more great programming on CITR Radio. So right here on CITR Radio, this is Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
P-I-C-C-A. Give me pizza! Did I happen to say?
I want pizza!
P-I-C-C-A.
I want pizza!
Hey! Are you ready to play?
Now set down the pizza and bring some chicken. Throw it on top and make your finger lick it. Guacamole, meatball,
whipped cream pouring like waterfalls.
Here's a little sausage to make it hot. Here's a lot of ice cream to hit the spot.
Toss the fish, let it fly.
Fly, fly.
Pizza pie.
Pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
Give me pizza.
Watch it rise like a souffle.
Give me pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
I want pizza.
You think we should stop?
No way.
Get your motors running, cause here we go. Chocolate sauce, spreading it slow.
Oreo, marshmallow, caramel, coconut cream,
egg foo young, chicken tongue, hold the eyeball.
I'm gonna scream!
Now don't forget the rice or the mashed potatoes.
And what about these fried green tomatoes?
Batter's up, ketchup's ready.
One,
two,
three,
four, five,
spaghetti.
Pasta,
put it in the pizza.
Fish sticks,
put it in the pizza.
Ketchup,
put it in the pizza.
Meatloaf,
put it in the pizza.
Pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
Give me pizza.
Add some tacos.
Ole!
I want pizza.
P-I-C-C-A. I want pizza.
Call us the queens of gourmet.
I want pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
Give me pizza.
How much do
pizza.